Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Willis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Willis. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Garagiola drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Adams out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatton moves to third. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Kluszewski moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Jackson moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Nuxhall reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by Semenik, who chases it to the backstop. Garagiola reaches first on the wild pitch. Jim Willis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Raymond Sadi fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatton moves to third. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nuxhall takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. Nuxhall moves to second. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-1 in the game. Garagiola is hit by the pitch. Jim Willis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis is 0-for-1 in the game. Willis bunts in front of the plate. Semenik juggles the ball. That's an error on Semenik. Garagiola moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz bunts towards the mound. Nuxhall juggles the ball. That's an error on Nuxhall. Garagiola moves to third. Willis moves to second. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Ramazzotti reaches second base with a double. Garagiola scores. Willis scores. Baumholtz moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz scores. Ramazzotti moves to third. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Clyde King now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer strikes out. 1 out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive towards short. McMillan catches it and tags out Kiner for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik strikes out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Lurchin pinch hits for Clyde King. George Lurchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurchin hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Podbielen now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Jim Willis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis is 0-for-1 in the game. Willis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podbielen fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley scores. 1 out. It's 5-0, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Willis moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramazzotti hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Bell moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-3 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. Semenik hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Kiner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Bud Podbielen. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to second. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Garagiola takes first base on ball 4. Jim Willis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Willis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Fondi moves to third. Garagiola moves to second. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Fondi scores. Garagiola scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Semenik and he is safe. Jeffcoat steals second. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ramazzotti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first, with Willis covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Willis covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.